ask her what she's going to be doing with it after we get down on bended knee and congratulate her. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, girl. How does it feel to be a shop assistant or shop manager or whatever you are doing with the furniture shop, to go from there to being a multi-millionaire? How does that feel?
Well, I certainly wasn't a manager. I wouldn't have that sort of qualification. I was just a worker like all the other poor workers. And I just feel great. I wish I could make it happen for everyone.
It must have been sensational. Mark was telling us you went into the petrol station to double check your ticket. And then what happened?
Then I was speaking to the owner of the shop about other things, and I was making a cup of tea at their tea machine, and there was a lot of activity going on at the lotto machine, and they all knew before I did. You know, there was customers in the shop and there was staff, and you know, all of a sudden they were shouting to me that I was the UK winner. And that I had won a vast amount of money, and all I could think was that I had won £36 before, and when the shop assistant said she couldn't pay me out because it was too much, I thought, well, it's more than £36 because we had to pay me out £36 a few months back. So I knew I had got more than £36.
When you heard it was £12,935,936.30, what feeling goes through your body? Try and describe that to me.
I think at the beginning I didn't take it all in. I could think of the 900 notes, and I could think how that would be so lovely to win, and it would help me and would help so many other people. But when I couldn't get the rest. The rest was too much. I couldn't think about that or anything, because I couldn't think. I didn't know how much money it was, and I just couldn't think about it.
I still don't know how much money it is. I know from working it out sort of in my head that if you did nothing at all with it, you just put it in your bank account, you will get 12 twos. You'll get 24,000 pounds a week added to it if you don't do anything with it.
So, oh my God! Well, there would be no fun in that. That would be so boring.
So what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to help all my family, which is a large amount, and I'm going to help all the people that I know through my job, because they have helped me over the last 30 odd years. I'm going to make it a nice Christmas for them, and I'm going to help both sides of the community in Northern Ireland, and I'm going to I already do donate to cancer research and it's children's hospice. And of course, I will be the children's hospice first and foremost.
Oh, that is so nice, Mary. Mary, you know, yes. Something? I was up at the children's hospice there doing a road show when we were having Operation Purple, and I spoke to a mum and dad whose little boy was practically breathing his last in a bed. They asked me to come down to the ward, and I went down. Carl Frampton went down as well. Carl went in first and then he came back out. I went in, I was talking to the wee boy, and the mum and dad were explaining to me, they were saying there's an empty ward there and we haven't the money to fund that ward. And you know, if you're giving £100 or £1,000 or whatever you decide to give to the Northern Ireland Children's Hospice, it is money so well donated, and you know that.
No, I do know.
They'll be delighted to hear that you're going to give them a wee slice of that, because it couldn't go to a better cause.
I certainly will be looking after them and this cancer research. And of course, the Dogs Trust.
Ah, the Good Eye Dogs Trust are going to get a free quid.
The animal shelter.
Hold on, yeah. I tell you what. You see that 935,936?
Yes.
Do you want me to handle that bit for you, and you can do the 12 million?
I know, I'll handle that bit, and you can deal with the 12 million.
Fair play. But have you many sons and daughters?
I have no sons and daughters, but I have lots of nieces and nephews who I feel like they're my sons and daughters, and I have a wonderful close-knit family who have been there for me and my husband and I. for a long, long time.
You sound like a very generous lady, Mary, and I'm sure your family's absolutely delighted. The furniture shop, Bannon's, where do they operate out of?
They're in North Street. They've been there for, like, forever. And, you know, most older people remember them because they were the number one furniture shop, and they were the only people, I believe, in Northern Ireland to give people furniture that couldn't afford to buy it outright, but could afford to pay it off in installments. And they're still going. It's still the same old shop.
It'll not be the same old shop when you're not there anymore. Are you going to call by from time to time?
Of course I will. Of course I will. The last 8 years or 6 years, 68 years, whatever I've worked for them, has been the happiest working years of my life.
That is lovely to hear. Lovely. What about Alex? Is he your husband? Is he in the same business?
He is in the same business. We've worked together now for quite a lot of years doing what we do in different jobs. When I left a job and went somewhere else, he seemed to follow me. And
he followed the right woman, that's for sure. I know you're 40 years married, because there's all sorts of things on all sorts of screens about you now since you've been doing interviews down there at the Culloden Hotel with the big handover of the cheque. 40 years of wedded bliss. Alex and yourself almost £13 million better off. Absolutely sensational money. And you used to do the same numbers all the time. You abandoned those numbers and you went for the lucky dip. That was some risk to take, the proper risk to take.
Yes, it was. And the reason for that was because we spent quite a bit every week on the lotto, and we just thought we couldn't afford that amount anymore. So we had to cut back. And I didn't want to stop doing it altogether, but I kept doing lucky dips.
Well, I'm delighted for you. And you know, Mary, you just sound like such a lovely lady. There's going to be a niece or a nephew there in particular who was always checking out Auntie Mary, and him or her, they're going to be particularly delighted. Mary, well done. Well done, girl.
Yes, thank you very much.
Delighted for you. Delighted for you indeed.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Have you slept since it?
No.
Well, you know, I'm sure the advisors are telling you this. Get yourself some rest, because that's important too.
I know. Yeah, I sat on the recliner last night. I think I did doze from about 6:30 in the morning till about 6:50. But the rest of the time I just sat and thought.
Well, you know something, you've kept saying about who you're giving the money to. What are you going to buy yourself? There must be something you're going out to buy.
Yes, I'm going to buy myself a car. My husband's going to get a new car. We're going to get new mobile phones. We're going to buy a new home, because we were already deciding to downsize. So we are going to buy a new home somewhere really nice that I always wanted to live. And I'm also going to buy a villa somewhere nice and warm, with a heated swimming pool.
That's my sort of girl. Where are you from, Mary?
I'm from West Belfast, originally. But no, I live in North Belfast now. But originally I was from West Belfast.
Well, the world's your oyster, girl. Well, well done. Delighted to be speaking to you. And as I say, I wish you were my auntie. Cheers, girl. Thank you. All right.
Thank you, Frank.
Mary, lovely speaking to you. Well, well done. That is the multi-million pound winning Mary Hamilton, who's just picked up her cheque for 12.9 plus million quid. That is some money. It's just a few bob short of 13 million. Could you beat that? Oh, delighted to be speaking to you.